10 years. That's how long it took Colombian native Amparo Grega to earn her U.S. citizenship.
Right here, you can reach your dreams and your goals. Sometimes in my country, it was difficult and challenging.
For British-born Brian Ryman, it was a matter of being able to carry out his civic duty.
I've been here a while, but I really wanted to become a citizen because I needed to vote this year.
And to the thousands of others beaming with pride, it was also a major relief.
The whole process was a year and a half, and I was very excited to get this finally a little monkey off my shoulder.
I feel great, finally, yes, it's about time.
I had to wait for 2 years to be accepted, and then I had to renew my fingerprint, so it's a long process, it takes a while.
Most people have to live in this country for at least 5 years. Only then are they eligible to apply. After that, it's another year of interviews, background checks, and a 10-question exam. To pass, you need to get 6 right. Brian Ryman aced it.
I got 10 out of 10.
Congratulations.
Lord knows if I can still remember them. But.
And that's exactly why U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services began offering a new flashcard test just last week. People are still free to choose to take the traditional version, but Sharon Rummery of the USCIS says they can take more away from the new exam.
The old test, I might say, who was Martin Luther King? Civil rights leader. The new test, the question would be, what did Martin Luther King say? Studying the new test, you learn something about Martin Luther King.
Conveniently, Rummery had some flashcards with her. I thought I'd challenge myself to a question.
Name one state that borders Mexico.
California.
That's right. Name all 4 of them.
California, Texas, Arizona, New Mexico.
Yes, oh. You are smarter than the average bear.
Phew, that was a close one. I left the LA Convention Center soon after, keeping my perfect score intact. Jonathan Horn, Annenberg Radio News.